And we want to do this. And trust, sending your check to whatever feel-good nonprofit doesn't. My decades on the planet, things have only gotten worse for all of us. You can't fight for what you don't love. You can't love what you don't know. These are words that drifted from the radio, the source of which I didn't catch, that I quoted in the book Waking Up, that suggest another way of looking at our practice. We are getting reacquainted with our original selves after a long absence. We must expect that our feet will find some rocky spots, that there will be need to love smooth, some rough. Kropotkin essentially said, and I'm referring to our November 8, 2015 show, that we were conquered by putting words, thoughts, in our heads, and that we have to put others in their stead with an authentic consciousness of what has happened to us, what it has meant, what it has done to our psyches, our personalities, what it has meant for force, ranking, to be the bases of the world we're born into. We've been made accustomed to letting others speak for us, from mothers telling us to say thank you and say hello, when we know that children learn by watching us and then doing what we do. So when we punish the ones who look to us to love them and so are trapped, cannot respond authentically when they are punished, we are making sadists. And we see in our acts what power has done, is doing to us. All our lives, the words we say are placed in our mouths, there to corrode and corrupt our tongues and make us puppets, till power tells us, pack your things. You're not needed. You may now leave us. What we do with our lives when under compulsion is not really living. It's building Auschwitz. The words we place on our tongues must be new ones, must be spoken, must meet the open air between we and our fellows. Let's think what words we need to speak. We've been made accustomed to the system speaking loudly and everywhere, while we grow ever more silent. Our creative energy drained from us or lying fallow. So, wherefore shall we be salted, we who are exhausted? And we with love to share, who shall have our salt, if not our brothers and sisters? Through the networks we create of distributed generation. The punishment. The punishment, lies, and deceit of the power guys through their crafted and instituted system of class has up to now been such that we needed prophets to speak for us. But in this moment, the dragon has taken form out of the miasma, and we are studying it, getting familiar with it, losing our fear of it, and preparing to fight. It's after 10, so we will. Have to have a shorter opening next time and not short our prudence, as we have to right now. Thank you for listening and taking to heart the need to get active to reclaim our freedom. It ain't gonna be handed to us. I think we got that. I love you. Stay strong. Until next week, peace. It burned.
carriage, chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees.